booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. The good news is the weekend is almost here. Welcome to the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. I miss Marlena Shivo. I'm so disappointed.
Well,
I poached her. I will admit it. I poached her.
I think even when you try to poach somebody, you are so respectful of other people's relationships and everything. I don't think you're the poaching type.
Well, honestly. You know what it is, though? I honestly, about me, it's just the fewer friends I have these days, the better.
Right.
To be honest
well,
with you.
I noticed
less
that.
Less drama.
I noticed that by the fact that I called you as I was driving home yesterday, and I got no return call back.
Oh, you did? Oh, no.
Yes. I mean, I guess.
Oh, I didn't even notice that you called. I'm sorry.
You have one of those phones that doesn't detect missed calls, I suppose.
No, I my phone has all of my notifications that come up, and I kind of tend to ignore them after a while because I get so many different things. I have to turn notifications off because if I've like taken a nap or something and then I wake up and there's 70,000 notifications on the front of my phone, I just swipe right by them and go right into my account. So. I'm sorry.
You know,
I always would respond to you.
Well, I know. That's what I found so surprising. But not nearly as surprising as some of the stories that are in the news, both here in New York and around the world. Am I right?
Oh, good Lord. There are so many things going on right now. Well, I mean, let's just get to a few of them, shall we?
Let's do that indeed.
Wonderful.
And by the way, Marlena, for the record, says that she's no drama and all fun. So
She doesn't seem like she's any drama. I do have to talk with you after the show. I've got some drama to talk about.
Oh, boy. Oh, good. All right.
Brother.
Anyway. My phone call will be returned.
So stop it. A disturbing story out of the lovely island of Long, right where I am, actually off the shores of Long Island. Two men went out on a fishing trip on Tuesday evening, but they never returned. Their bodies were found the next morning near Eaton's Neck, which is actually quite close to me, quite close to Huntington, around 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, so the next morning. 36-year-old Robert Guevara and 60-year-old Roberto Murillo were both from Huntington Station. The two men apparently launched a canoe from Macama Beach near Fort Salonga around 6:30 Tuesday night, but their families say they got worried when they didn't come home by 9:30 that evening, so they called police. News 12 Long Island reported both men were wearing life jackets, and detectives are asking anyone with information to call the Suffolk County Homicide Squad, which is curious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's certainly going to be an interesting situation in the relationship that we have with Russia, especially going into this upcoming summit. President Biden says he's looking closely at possible retaliation against Russia over the latest cyber attack. He doesn't believe that Russian President Vladimir Putin is testing him, but plans to bring up the issue when they meet in 2 weeks. Hackers targeted the country's largest meat producer a few days ago, 4 weeks after a similar attack on a pipeline. The White House says all options are on the table with regard to a response.
Well, back here, but out in California, they were accused of trying to turn the fictional story behind the movie Gone Girl into a reality. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I actually liked it. Yeah. It was Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, yes. Yes, exactly right. So it was about, I mean, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was about a girl who essentially fakes her own disappearance to get her husband in trouble, who she, I guess, didn't have a good relationship with, clearly. However, it turns out that this poor California couple really were the victims of a horrifying plot. And the story that ended up coming out of it really wasn't covered that much, as far as I recall. Anyway, Denise Huskins and her husband, Aaron, were initially accused of staging her kidnapping and rape back in 2015, a la the film. But as the couple tell us in an upcoming ABC special, the sicko plan was real. The 30-year-old Denise was, in fact, kidnapped. She was taken from her bed while the couple were sleeping. Aaron, her husband, meantime, was tied up. The culprit was a 41-year-old disbarred lawyer named Matthew Mueller. The monster raped her over the course of 2 days, drugged her, all while demanding $15,000 from Aaron. He finally, this guy finally, thank God, let her go near her parents' home in Huntington Beach. It created a whole big hoopla around whether or not it was actually real. Anyway, it was, and this Mueller guy is serving a 40-year prison sentence. Denise and Aaron have written a book about their plight, and you can hear more about it Friday on a special 2020.
Well, look, as somebody that's supporting Curtis Sliwa for mayor, I have no issue with anybody that would ever fake their own kidnapping. None. All right. Somebody that that would never fake his own kidnapping is the man responsible for traffic and transit on the sevens, and that's Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. We're starting out in New Jersey on Route 280 on the westbound side right by exit 13. There's some police activity in the left lane, so you want to get over to the right as you start to get through there on 280, and if it's there too much longer, of course, there will be some eastbound rubbernecking. Now, on the Cross Bronx, on the westbound side at White Plains Road, the on-ramp, a collision there also in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. Now, mass transit-wise, everybody seems to be on or close to schedule, and alternate side today is in effect. And this report is a service of R&L Carriers. R&L Carriers is hiring in Burlington Township, New Jersey. $31.99 an hour plus a $3,000 sign-on bonus for CDL drivers. Plus hiring forklift drivers, clerical, and dispatch. Open house June 11 and 12, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 205 Elbow Lane. Call 866-200-1600. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Now, Joe Nolan, we've been talking to you about that terrific event that you did down in Lavalette, New Jersey last Friday. In fact, this morning when I was talking with Steve Adubato, even he'd heard about it because he's got a house in Lavalette, New Jersey. But I understand your foundation was the beneficiary from some largesse from our very well-heeled listenership.
One of the very well-heeled listeners, Henry Myers Plumbing and Heating in Brooklyn, Tim and Monica, $2,000.
Wow.
Check in the mail.
Wow.
That is absolutely unbelievable.
Awesome.
I mean, just out of nowhere. You know, just I said, who's sending me? I thought it was a bill from a plumber.
Wait, where are they? They're in Brooklyn?
They're in Brooklyn, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so any listeners that need plumbing, this is where you go.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And they listen. They love the two of you. They were listening when we had the failed attempt to put it on the radio the other day.
Oh.
But Tim and Monica Myers, thank you very, very, very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim.
And that brings the total to almost $14,000.
Well, and remind people where the money goes again, Joe.
We give scholarships to Catholic high school seniors that are going on to college. And also, by the way, it just doesn't necessarily have to be college. If they're going to a trade school or something like that, that's fine, too.
And what is the website in case anybody else wants to contribute?
MNolanFoundation.org.
Very
nice. MNolanFoundation.org.
Well,
that's
is
fantastic.
Very nice.
Great job.
Thanks for letting me say that, too. I appreciate it, Frank.
Oh, well, sure thing.
And
thank
Juliet,
you to them for,
awesome.
For listening. And thank you to you, Joe, for the small finder's fee that Juliet and I are entitled to for that contribution.
I'm waiting for my check anxiously. All right, we have to get into some weather right now, and it's going to be kind of a crazy day from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. So we're going to have rain showers early, but then we will have scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Although on my little graphic here, I do see sun popping out. So I don't know what to tell you. Just, I guess, carry your umbrella with you. Prepare for some gusty winds and heavy rain, depending on where you live. I can't tell you where that will be, but it's going to be sort of an interesting day. I had lots of sun out in Huntington yesterday. I know that a lot of folks didn't. They had cloudy skies yesterday. But anyway, it's been a little strange. But the New York tri-state area is a pretty big area, so just bear with us. Tomorrow, 71 degrees, and again, pretty much a replica of today. The scattered thunderstorms throughout the day. You know, 71 degrees, it's going to be chilly, I guess, cool with that rain coming down. But by Saturday, it's looking really nice, 82 degrees, maybe a few afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny. It really does look gorgeous. And Sunday looks perfect, 86 degrees with just not a cloud in the sky, at least according to what I'm seeing right now. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 62 degrees.
An Oklahoma City is officially apologizing for its role in the Tulsa race massacre of 1921. Leaders in Tulsa approved a resolution last night that acknowledges the tragedy and focuses on reconciliation. President Biden met with survivors this week to mark 100 years since a white mob attacked a black neighborhood, killing hundreds and burning down businesses. The community will begin discussing solutions in the next 6 months.
Man, Suffolk County has been quite the scene the last few days with that story about the two men who were found dead on Eaton's Neck out there on the shore there. There's another incident, an alarming incident, right down the road from me. Cops in Suffolk County are investigating an alleged hate crime. A 13-year-old Sikh boy was allegedly punched and cursed out with racial slurs by a group of older teens, and it happened over the weekend at the Walt Whitman Mall.
Oh.
Wow.
No. Hopefully not at the Saks.
Well, some sad news. Three officers shot in Delaware are hospitalized. Thankfully, they are in stable condition. Police say they were responding to a call when a gunman inside a nearby apartment complex opened fire. A SWAT team has the building surrounded, even at this hour, with the suspect barricaded inside. Neighbors and those living in the area have been told to stay in their homes until police give the all clear.
Well, we've got a story coming up. We've got several stories from WABC's Bob Brown. He's really been on fire over the last few hours. First one that we're going to be talking about is New Yorkers have been getting props for their COVID goals. Okay, we have been doing a fantastic job. Vaccinations are sky high, but we've kind of been ignoring New Jersey. Well, now it is New Jersey's turn to get those props. Here's WABC's Bob Brown. Christian? Oh, okay. Hold on a second. We don't have that story. Well, but anyway, so New Jersey has done a great job. We're going to get that one shortly. And in the meantime, I'll tell you about some other things happening around the world. Oh, gosh, a tragic story out of Idaho. This is so sad. Three beautiful young sisters from California were killed in a head-on collision. It happened on Highway 95 just west of Boise, Idaho. Now, this is in an area, the outskirts of Boise, Idaho. There are lots of really cool lakes, and it's the Snake River is there where people go tubing and rafting and stuff like that. 26-year-old Melissa Rojas Carrasco and her two younger sisters, 22-year-old Jasmine and 16-year-old Priscilla, were killed along with a 22-year-old family friend when their Honda Civic smacked into a GMC Sierra. The sisters had been on their way to a family vacation. A fundraising page has been set up to help pay for the funeral costs. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Can you imagine the parents?
Awful. Well, at 5:15, we have no Sid Rosenberg today and this week. He's on vacation, but we are in the very capable sporting hands of the one and only Christian Arnold. Christian, what's happening in sports?
Well, thank you, Frank. A lot is happening in sports. Actually, we'll start here in New York with the Knicks. Their playoff run is over. Trae Young scoring 36 points as the Hawks. They beat the Knicks at the Garden 103-89 to end their season in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They'll go on to face the Philadelphia 76ers. The Knicks, Julius Randle had 23 points and 13 rebounds in the loss. R.J. Barrett had 17 for New York. This was R.J. Barrett after the game.
No, obviously I feel bad, but I'm okay with knowing that we gave everything we had. You know, we fought to the end, the last buzzer, and that's just who we are. And that's how New York is, and you know, that's who we'll continue to be moving forward.
On a more positive note, Gio Urshela hitting a two-run homer to lead the Yankees to a 4-3 win in the Bronx over the Rays. Clint Frazier hit a two-run single in the fourth to stake New York to a three-run lead. Jordan Montgomery, he got the win. He gave up three runs, on one earned over six and a third. Aroldis Chapman nailing his 12th save. New York now is beat Tampa Bay two straight games, and they are 3.5 games back of Tampa for first in the AL East. The Mets, they get a win as well. They beat the Diamondbacks 7-6 in Arizona. James McCann went 3-for-5 with four RBIs in the win. And it was good news for Mets fans with Francisco Lindor. He had three hits and five at-bats and is 9-for-23 over his last five games, so he's starting to pick up his hitting, and the Mets get the win. They are now 4.5 games up on the Phillies and Braves in the NL East. They are on to San Diego to take on the Padres, kicking off a four-game series. Big news out of college basketball, a legendary Duke men's basketball coach, Mike Krzyzewski, he's retiring after this upcoming season. He won five national titles as head coach of Duke. Krzyzewski also the head coach of the USA men's national basketball team. One man who knows Krzyzewski very well is North Carolina head coach Roy Williams. This was his reaction yesterday after finding out the news that Coach K would be retiring.
Mike's been fantastic for the game of basketball. He's been fantastic for college basketball. Been fantastic for the ACC, the greatest rivalry in sports, Duke-North Carolina basketball. He's been a good friend. He's been a guy I've respected a great deal.
A lot of good sports on the docket tonight. The Islanders, they face off against the Boston Bruins in Game 3 at Nassau Coliseum at 7:30. Mets, they take on the San Diego Padres at 10:10 tonight. And the Yankees, they're in action against Tampa Bay at 1:05. With sports at 15:45 on the WABC Early News, I am Christian Arnold.
5:17, let's check in on traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Hello there, Joe.
All right, Frank, Juliet, we got trouble on the westbound side of 280 at exit 13. Police activity, again, that continues in the left lane. Going to be out of service. And again, don't know what this is, but we'll try to figure it out for you and let you know. But westbound 280 at exit 13, a lot of police activity. If you're on 17 northbound, eastbound at Central Avenue, there's an accident. Also, westbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway at White Plains Road, there's a crash on that on-ramp. Outbound LIE, Woodhaven Boulevard construction, two lanes closed, an alternate side again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Hey, Frank, what do we have coming up in biz?
Jobless numbers,
Boy, I like the way you say it. It makes it jobless numbers.
Thank you.
Yes. Also, coming up in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, my four main reasons for booking an Airbnb over a hotel.
This is the WABC Early News.
Well, good morning at 5:20. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Moreno. Investors will be keeping a close eye on Wall Street today with weekly jobless numbers set to arrive before the opening bell. Forecasters expect 393,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's down from the previous week's 406,000. This after stocks found themselves in the green, but flat again Wednesday as the three major indexes continue to flirt with record highs. Meme stocks, which was not even a thing a couple of months ago, meme stocks like AMC, BlackBerry, and Bed Bath & Beyond made a lot of noise on Wall Street as the overall markets lacked direction. The standard bearer for meme stocks, GameStop, was up more than 13% yesterday. At the close, the Dow Jones was up 25 points, the S&P 500 was up 6 points, and the NASDAQ climbed up almost 20 points, Juliet.
Frank, turns out even a former president doesn't necessarily have all it takes to take on big tech. Donald Trump's new blog, which launched last month, is done. The page called From the Desk of Donald J. Trump is off the Trump website, and senior aide Jason Miller tells CNBC it will not be returning. Now, the news, of course, delighted 45's critics who spent the day on social media mockingly mourning the site. Miller suggested it was never supposed to be a permanent thing. Meantime, GOP rebel Adam Kinzinger addressed the news last night on CNN and some other things, too.
Yeah, I guess yesterday he put out a little press release that nobody covers because it's like, you know, if you put out a press release from Mar-a-Lago and nobody's listening, did it happen? But he called people like Barbara Comstock a loser and he called me a loser. I've never lost an election. He has. He's the only loser in that mix. And we're trying to grab onto him as if he's somehow the ticket to the future. And he is instead obsessed with the fact that he lost again at something. And instead of in his post-presidency taking on, I don't know, some issue that he cares about or something that we see former presidents do. He's down there obsessing about the fact that he's a loser. I'm sorry you're a loser, but you lost.
Well, this guy definitely, he definitely shows no fear. I mean, for either side, he actually says he thinks democracy is under attack from both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. I say, hey, Adam, join the Independent Party with me. Come on over.
Well, Anheuser-Busch is joining the crowd of vaccine incentivizers. The nation's largest beer company is ready to buy the first round if President Biden hits his COVID vaccination goal. He wants 70% of adults to have at least one shot by the 4th of July. So Anheuser-Busch wants to help make that happen with its biggest beer giveaway ever. If the milestone is met in time, the first 200,000 people to upload a photo of themselves at their favorite beer spot will get a $5 virtual credit card.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool because it could be anybody.
Yes, that is nice.
I don't mind that incentive.
No, neither do I.
Yeah. All right. I know where I'll be next summer around this time. Husband, are you listening? Buckingham Palace has just released the details of Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee celebration. This is a huge thing for just royal lovers and history in general. The Brits will celebrate with a four-day holiday weekend from Thursday, June 2nd to Sunday, June 5th. I think I'm free. Among the special events, a pageant with 5,000 performers, as well as a star-studded concert right there at the Queen's home with some big names. We don't know who they are yet, but they'll be big, I guarantee. It's being billed as the Platinum Party at the Palace. It's all to honor Her Majesty's 70-year reign, which she will reach on February 6th, the first ever British monarch to do so.
Duke men's basketball coach Coach K is ending his legendary career. More on that from Christian Arnold coming up at 5:45. Stay tuned for that. We got traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan coming up in just 2 minutes. But superheroes are uniting. The new Avengers campus opens tomorrow at Disney California Adventure Park. Spider-Man will greet visitors as he soars above a new web-slinging ride, flying 60 feet in the air. Fans can also meet Iron Man, Black Panther, Captain America, and other Marvel favorites. The six-acre campus replaces A Bug's Land, which was a theme park having to do with A Bug's Life. The theme park and next door's Disneyland will now start allowing guests from other states in 2 weeks.
A Bug's Land. That sounds like my worst nightmare when I was a kid.
You were not a bug person?
I am not a bug person. You
I
know
see.
This.
I do.
Absolutely. And by the way, where are those cicadas, Frank? I don't see them in Huntington.
Trust me, I have a feeling you will get your wish in no time.
Well, look, I've seen them crawling on news reporters. I've seen no such thing out here. So
you sound disappointed.
I'm certainly not. Speaking of California, if you've ever been to Long Beach, California, have you been there, Frank?
I have. I was there once. I saw the Queen Mary. I was there for the Reform Party convention in the year 2000.
Oh, right. All right. I was out there. That's funny. Well, not for the Reform Party, but I was out there in 2000. I was working.
I'm surprised our paths didn't cross.
That's true. It's crazy. Well, you probably have seen her, as a matter of fact, Queen Mary, not the person, but the ship. She made her maiden voyage back in 1936, and for a time, she held the record for the fastest Atlantic crossing. She was a key vessel during the Second World War, but also was popular as a cruise ship for wealthy travelers until airplanes finally, you know, kind of took hold of our love and our hearts and our imaginations. She's been docked in Long Beach for 50 years now and is one of the area's most beloved tourist attractions. But experts say her bones are brittle. Operators failed her over the years, and she's now leaking and really just a shell of her former self, rusted out. I actually did a story for Fox back. I think it was, I want to say it was 2000. And I remember it being like basically the ready to sink. And anyway, some worry that if she doesn't get restored to at least part of her former glory soon, she could be in even more trouble, danger of sinking, really. Will some nostalgic hero come to the rescue? Fans say at this point, you'd have to be a god to save the queen.
Well, I'll tell you in just a minute what's happening with NASA. They have big plans to go to Venus. You're not going to want to miss that.
Oh.
And some interesting news out of the Middle East with respect to Israel's new government, and some interesting news out of the New York City mayoral race. But for those of you that are struggling to get to work or planning your commute to work, you're going to want to listen carefully to the words of our traffic and transit resident expert, Joe Nolan.
We're going to start, Frank, up in the Bronx as you travel on the westbound side of the Cross Bronx Expressway right around the area of White Plains Road. There was an earlier collision, and they're still in the process of getting this all up and out of the way. So look for maybe the right lane going to be blocked. It's definitely on the on-ramp, though. Westbound 280, exit 13, police activity. The left lane is out. Also on Route 17, northbound in Rochelle Park, Central Avenue, an accident. Now outbound on the LIE at Woodhaven Boulevard, construction again. Two lanes out of service. Just checked everybody on mass transit running on or close. An alternate side is in effect. This report, a service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, we've got a lot more coming up. We've got some really interesting stories. I scoured the web yesterday and scoured all the papers, and I found some really good stuff. So we'll get to all that momentarily, but also coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Reading the property reviews is probably the most important thing you can do when you book your Airbnb, but I'll also tell you which Airbnb guests should consider booking properties with no reviews. But first, your top headlines.
From around the world to around the block, this is your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk on WABC.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Juliette Huddy with your seven headlines in 77 seconds. I'll get this. I promise you I will. We've got a lot of really crazy stories today. First of all, out in Belgium, citizens are on alert after one of the country's most decorated soldiers has gone AWOL, and he has a list of people that the locals think he is about to kill. It's a crazy story. Also, I'll give you my favorite story of the week. Some gay folks out on their yacht celebrating Pride Month. They got harassed, and wait till you hear what happened with that. Also, you think the endless rain is rough? Just be happy you're not out in California, especially you don't have a houseboat out in one of the area's biggest reservoirs. And yesterday I told you about the Paramount in Huntington, my favorite indoor music venue. It's opening its doors in August. Now there is another big bit of news coming out from California, and one of the biggest music festivals is returning, Coachella. Also, Bob Baffert, been a very bad boy. A second blood sample shows that the Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit had drugs in its system. And Americans like their tech. We like things really to go fast. And we'll tell you about a new startup in San Francisco that is going to make people like me who hate sitting and getting manicures and pedicures and all that stuff really, really happy. Was that seven? I don't even know. But also one more quick one. Colorblind casting historical figures. I hate this. I cannot stand this. And we're going to talk about it coming up. It's a new TV series out in Britain that is basically cast Anne Boleyn as a black gay witch. Oh, that's so interesting.
Can't you see an Asian Martin Luther King Jr.? Wouldn't
that
be great?
It drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. Anyway, that's your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work. I'm Juliette Huddy. Frank jumped in there, but that's okay, because we love to hear his voice. And the early news, as you know, we'll be right back.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliette Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody. It's WABC Early News. The time now is 5:31. Hey, Frank, so today is June 3rd. And if you go all the way back to 1946, on this day, I've got a quiz for you.
Oh.
This fashion piece made its debut in Paris. Can you guess what it was?
I'm going to go ahead and guess that it was... give me two guesses, okay?
Okay, I'm going to say the fedora or the bikini.
Oh, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, but then how can you be guessing if you know what it is?
Well, you said give me two guesses. I meant, like, you know, you can decide which one.
Oh, well, bikini was going to be my second guess.
Okay, well, you're right.
Thank you.
It was the bikini, as a matter of fact. And by the way, it is 2 weeks from today that I will be leaving on a jet plane for Rome.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
So I think, so that's the, you're leaving starting June 21st?
No, 17th.
17th.
Well, I'll be here on, I'll be doing the show on the 17th, and then we leave that night.
Okay. So you're out starting June 21st?
June 18th. Friday.
Friday the 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm out that last week in June also.
You are?
Yeah. So if I'm not here and you're not here, this could be the early news with Gabby and Christian.
Will if the early news is done without Frank and Juliet, will there be an early news?
It's a good question.
Just sort of quote the words of Adam Kinzinger.
Exactly.
Okay. What do you got? What else you got going
on? Well, a Los Angeles-based company is looking to hire an intern to get high on marijuana.
Oh.
All they have to do is write reviews about the weed shop's 600-plus products. MJ CEO Chris Vaughn told USA Today the job will run like wine tasting position. They are looking for an avid user who's in tune with the way marijuana impacts their body. The intern will work at $15 an hour for 3 months. Those interested have to be at least 21 years of age and a California resident.
I mean, 600 products. It'll be a lot longer than that they're going to be needed.
It's a lot of marijuana.
Yeesh. Wow. All right. Let's get back to that story that I was trying to bring you. It was my fault because I actually didn't send the sound over to Christian. But as I was saying earlier, New Yorkers have been getting lots of cheers and props for their COVID goals and reaching their COVID goals. But New Jersey's kind of been overlooked. Well, no. Now it is New Jersey's turn. Here is WABC's Bob Brown.
Over 70% of the vaccine-eligible population has received the shot in New Jersey. Governor Murphy making the announcement during his 200th COVID-19 update briefing.
We are one of only six states, and the largest, I might add, to crack 70% of the 12 and up population having at least their first doses.
I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Excellent. Like to hear that.
Absolutely. Now, let me tell you what's happening with NASA. NASA is planning a visit to Earth's nearest planetary neighbor for the first time in over three decades. The space agency announced two new missions to study Venus between 2028 and 2030. One mission will look at the planet's atmosphere, while the other will map Venus's surface. Roughly $500 million is being awarded per mission for development. NASA says the hope is to figure out how Venus became an inferno-like world when it has many characteristics similar to Earth.
Well, it's a little closer, Belgium I'm talking about, but citizens there are on high alert after one of the country's most decorated soldiers went AWOL. Corporal Jürgen Konings has been nicknamed the Belgian Rambo by the media. Police have been hunting this guy since they found a hit list that he left for his partner before he disappeared last month. Konings has been a vocal critic, a very aggressive vocal critic of COVID lockdown decisions. And authorities say people who make those rules are on that 10-person list. One of them is the country's most well-known COVID experts. It's kind of like our Dr. Fauci, I guess you could say. It's a guy named Mark Van Ronst. He has since been taken to a safe house with his family. It's a crazy story.
While other kids are playing with toy dolls, one three-year-old will be playing Mozart at Carnegie Hall. Little Brigitte G from Connecticut has become the youngest person ever to win the Elite International Music Competition. The competition showcases young pianists, instrumentalists, vocalists, and small ensembles. The win landed her a performing slot at the famous Carnegie Hall this November. Wow. The pint-sized prodigy will become one of the youngest people ever to play on the historic stage.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't it?
Whew. This is my favorite story of the week. It's just karma is a you-know-what. So some gay folks were out on their yacht celebrating Pride Month on a lake in Washington. And all of a sudden, a smaller boat starts aggressively circling their yacht, which, by the way, had several gay and transgender pride flags flying. So that's how they were sort of identifiable. As the pride passengers watched in concern and then later disgust, the homophobes on the smaller boat started in with, you know, the verbal harassment. One woman was even caught on camera putting her middle finger up at the pride peeps. Okay. Well, apparently the haters were so aggressively circling the yacht that it caused their boat to catch fire and burst into flames. The group had to jump off, and guess who came to their rescue? The video was posted on TikTok, and now the local sheriff's office wants to talk to the yacht passengers to find out a few more details from the day. And there is video, which is quite hysterical, as a matter of fact.
Will you be tweeting that video at Juliet Huddy TV?
I certainly will.
All right, 5:37, a gentleman who is very, very well known in the Twitter community. The man responsible for traffic and transit on the sevens, Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
And good morning again, Frank and Juliet. Westbound on 280, exit 13. Police activity continues. The left lane is going to be out as you come on up to that. Now, Route 17 on the northbound side of Central Avenue, there's an accident. That also in the process of being cleared. Police, fire, everybody on the scene of that. I don't think that's going to be there too much longer. In fact, they just updated it as we speak. Northbound at Central Avenue has been cleared, so all lanes are open in Rochelle Park. Outbound Long Island Expressway, Woodhaven Boulevard, that construction, two lanes remain out, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. We have Frank's Business coming up. What are we doing?
We are going to give you a preview of what you can expect at the auto show.
Ooh, I love the auto show. Oh, that's awesome. When is that?
Stay tuned to find out.
Okay, good. And in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, what is more important, reading the reviews or looking at the pictures of potential Airbnb properties? I'll tell you.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
The New York Auto Show is returning in August. Governor Andrew Cuomo said the show, which was canceled last year due to the pandemic, will take place August 20th through August 29th with one full floor dedicated to electric vehicles. Tickets go on sale starting June 30th and will be made available at pre-pandemic attendance levels. The auto show will follow state health guidances. And President Biden and the Republican Party's lead infrastructure negotiator are set for more discussions this week. Biden and West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito met yesterday and have another meeting planned for Friday. Capito's office said that yesterday's meeting centered around negotiating a bipartisan agreement and the latest counteroffer from the GOP. Biden's infrastructure proposal is worth $1.7 trillion, but Republicans want a smaller price tag and have pushed for something around $900 billion, Juliet.
Thank you very much. Time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. So yesterday I left off telling you why you should speak with your Airbnb host ahead of time before you even leave your home to make sure that you've got everything settled, including how you're going to find the place, how you're going to get into the place, and what special needs, if any, you have. Speaking of talking to your host, I suggest keeping your communication limited to the Airbnb platform. This is a really big deal, guys. It saves you in case there are, God forbid, any issues. Everything is monitored by Airbnb, and it could save you serious headaches. If you're having problems engaging with your host, get in touch with Airbnb. I have found that they are very helpful with that. You know, sometimes they'll offer you their phone number or their email, and that just can lead to problems. So stay on the Airbnb platform. Next, you're going to fork over some money when you book the property, for the property itself, obviously. Also, Airbnb's small tax, their fee, and for cleaning fees. Now, this is non-negotiable, but keep in mind, this doesn't mean that you're getting housekeeping during your stay. Unless you're booking a luxury property or it specifically says you have maid service or a housekeeper every day, you're likely only going to see the cleaners coming in when you're checking out. They're there to get the property prepped for the next round of guests. That also doesn't mean that you can leave the place a shambles, though. Your future ability to use Airbnb is predicated upon the reviews of you by your host. If you're a slob, you're going to get a bad review. Clean the place up, throw the towels in one pile, the sheets in another, follow the instructions on how to get rid of garbage, and wipe things down a bit. Just, you know, be smart about this. Also, if you move things around, as I learned, like tables or chairs or maybe terrace seating, move everything back to its original place because this could really annoy them. It's little things like this that will ding your Airbnb rep and potentially cause you to get turned away the next time you want to book. Next, you can often save even more money by booking an Airbnb that has no reviews. Now, I would never suggest this. It's risky, but the host knows that. So they'll likely give you a huge discount. If you're a frequent Airbnb-er like me, you know that sometimes hosts, you know, it might be one host that covers multiple property, like a property manager. So research the hosts and see if that is the case. And then look at the reviews for the other properties. I would not suggest this, though, for an Airbnb newbie. Trust me. Also, keep in mind, the host is required to tell you ahead of time about any little extras that you have to fork over when you arrive. For instance, the city council in Venice, Italy, charges €4 a night. So that's $5, basically. It's a tourist tax that covers the cost of conserving the city's architectural and cultural assets. It's per person. It has to be paid in person, in cash, when you arrive. Make sure you double check about extra fees on your Airbnb account before you travel. And finally, I cannot stress inputting your property address into Google Earth the moment your booking is confirmed. Again, I need to do this. You guys have to do this. You don't want any surprises, like booking a property in Venice, Italy, that's actually on the mainland. This actually happened to me one time, not on the island of Venice. Some property owners play word games. So again, Google Earth. Read the full description of the property, every word posted by the host. Read as many reviews as you possibly can by previous guests. That's a huge one, too. And look carefully at the pictures, really carefully. They'll tell you a lot. In conclusion, my favorite things in a nutshell about Airbnb. Top four things. Number one, they are often, frequently, more spacious and affordable than hotel rooms. Number two, you can save money on meals by using locally sourced ingredients to cook your own in the property's kitchen. Number three, you can book places with private outdoor space like terraces and balconies. I posted the three places that I'm staying, the one in Rome, Florence, and Venice, on my Twitter account at Juliet Huddy TV. You can see I have the outdoor pictures and the indoor pictures, and they're beautiful, and none of them were more than $150 per night. Also, number four, it's the experience of living like a local. You are literally living in somebody's home, most likely. And you'll get that experience, especially if you follow the binders and the notes that they leave you about the great places nearby. And that is the final conclusion and finale of the Airbnb series.
Now, Juliet, when you go to Italy, understanding all the other benefits that you've pointed out over the course of the last 3 days in terms of Airbnb, just in terms of costs, right? Mm-hmm. How does an Airbnb like the one that you're staying at compare to what a hotel would cost in a city like that? Is it just the same? Is it more? Is it less?
It's a lot less. You can get an okay hotel room in Venice for the price of what I'm paying. But if you look at the picture of what I've got in Venice, we literally have a balcony what do they call it? French doors that open up onto the canal where you literally see the gondolas going by and people waving. It is a huge space. It's clean and just gorgeous. And we paid, I'll post it, I'll look today, but I think it was like 120 or something a night.
Wow.
It's absolutely beautiful. To pay 120 for a hotel, you're getting probably a kind of a rickety room, I have to be honest with you. So it's a really good deal. I mean, my dream is to stay at the Hotel Danieli, which is an historic hotel in a former palace, Doge's palace, one of the dukes. It's absolutely incredible. It's so historic, but it's really expensive and we can't afford that. So, eventually we'll save up enough money to stay.
Well, somebody that it is very, very affordable for us as a show is the person filling in for Sid Rosenberg today. And that's Christian Arnold. Hello there, Christian.
Oh, thank you, Frank. We'll start here in Manhattan with the New York Knicks. And they, Juliet was talking about surprises with Airbnb. Well, there was no surprises with the Knicks. They fall to the Atlanta Hawks 103-89 in their season. Comes to an end after a hard-fought but unsuccessful series against the Hawks in the best of seven series. They fall 4-1. The villain of the entire series was Trae Young, and he got one last dig in at Knicks fans when he took a bow before the final buzzer at Madison Square Garden. This was Young talking about it after the game.
I did in high school after I hit a game winner, and leading up to this game, I know where we are. I know it's a bunch of shows around this city, and I know what they do when the show is over, so that's pretty much what it was, so.
Knicks will try and take the positives from this year after a pretty successful year compared to what a lot of people felt they would do. The Yankees, they've been on a pretty successful run of the last couple games. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3 in the Bronx. They moved 3.5 games back of Tampa Bay. Gio Urshela, he played the hero last night with a 2-run homer. This was Urshela talking about the crucial victory for the Bombers.
They are in the first place, if they sound right. It's very important for us, getting those wins, getting closer to them.
Mets win 7-6 against the Diamondbacks. Legendary Duke men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski, he's retiring after the next year. And the Islanders, they try and continue their success against the Boston Bruins tonight at Nassau Coliseum in front of a almost sellout crowd of 12,000 fans. With sports at 15:45, I'm Christian Arnold for this W7 WABC Early News.
Christian, you're doing a great job, I have to say.
Well, thank you, Julia.
Really, really good job. That. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
I'm very proud of
best
you.
Best we can afford.
You. Yeah, no, yes, exactly. Yes, you are really top-notch. And speaking of top-notch, but he comes cheap to us, too, is our buddy Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7th.
All right, 280 westbound exit 13, police activity. Left lane going to be out. You want to get way on over to the right as you come up to this one, starting to pick up some rubbernecking on the eastbound side as well. Now, on the Garden State Parkway northbound, this is in Monmouth County, right by exit 100, a collision there being cleared. Long Island Expressway outbound, Woodhaven Boulevard construction, two lanes are out. Mass Transit in pretty good shape at this point. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations once again today are going to be in effect. In the supportive service of NHTSA, there's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Law enforcement are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. A message brought to you by NHTSA. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7th. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. If I were a betting woman and I bet on the Kentucky Derby and I lost and my guy came in second, I would be so mad right now. We'll talk about Bob Baffert and his bad behavior coming up.
This is the WABC Early News.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer. We're going to get back to some headlines, and we'll get to weather momentarily. Bob Baffert has been a very bad boy, Frank. A second blood sample from Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed what the first one already told us. Yes, there were drugs. The horse will likely be just the second in the Derby's 147-year history to be disqualified for steroids. Yeah, the last one was Dancer's Image back in 1968. Now, this is the trainer's fifth violation over a little more than a year, and he's probably going to have to turn back over those $1.8 million in winnings to runner-up Mandaloon. Baffert is already suspended in New York. He's not allowed to enter any horses in the Belmont Stakes pending the conclusion of the Derby investigation.
It's like President Trump said, the horse is a junkie.
That's right. Mm. Poor horse.
Well, the New York City Democratic candidates for mayor faced off last night in the second official campaign finance board sponsored debate. They were on WABC Channel 7, no affiliation with our radio station. And they took on a wide variety of topics. This, unlike their previous debate, was a debate held in person, not virtually or via Zoom. And that did lead to quite a bit more aggressiveness and confrontation than we saw in the previous debate.
And then you spend it all before any of these people are going to have a chance to take office. Mayor de Blasio is setting
Andrew,
us up.
Andrew, you're right. Andrew, you're right. You don't have any idea about the budget.
Ray would agree with me on this, I'm sure, because it's common sense.
Andrew, that is
a $5 billion deficit.
Andrew, as somebody,
you're going to yell one at a time.
We've actually managed budgets larger than most state budgets. And you know what? I've been held accountable for managing those budgets.
Most of the candidates seem to focus their ire on Eric Adams, who was the recipient of almost all the questions from the other candidates who got a chance to ask another question to another candidate.
Oh, that gives me anxiety listening to that when they're just blah, 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 blah. Drives me nuts. Anyway, you think the endless rain is rough here? Be happy you're not out in California. Lots of anxiety out there. Temperatures over the last few days have been in the triple digits, and that's on top of the terrible drought that they've been dealing with. In fact, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency because of it last month. It's gotten so bad that Lake Oroville, which is the state's second largest reservoir, had to be evacuated of its houseboats to help battle the water shortage. Owners were told to put their vessels in dry dock or they would likely run aground. The water is so low. Now, that particular reservoir provides drinking water to 27 million people, and it's really close to reaching its lowest levels in 40 years.
The girlfriend of Tesla CEO Elon Musk is trending online after calling artificial intelligence, quote, the fastest path to communism. Canadian pop singer Grimes released a TikTok video yesterday that has since gone viral. She says if implemented correctly, AI could theoretically solve for abundance so nobody has to work. She described it as everything people love about communism without the collective farming.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yesterday, I told you about the Paramount in Huntington, my favorite indoor music venue. It is opening its doors in August, and now we hear one of the country's largest and most loved music festivals is returning. Coachella will be held once again after a two-year pause in April of 2022. That's out there in Indio, California, which is like right near Palm Springs, basically. Tickets go on sale Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, you can buy your tickets, but there's no lineup quite yet. They have yet to be determined. The news comes a month after Lollapalooza in Chicago announced that it would be back this summer, but you have to have proof of a vaccine or a negative COVID test.
Israel's longest-serving leader is on the verge of losing power. Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have agreed to form a government and oust him. Under the proposed deal, a far-right politician who's against a Palestinian state would become the prime minister until 2023. Lawmakers are expected to vote on it next week, and if approved, there would be a swearing-in and a new government.
All right, I'm just going to say it, and I have a feeling you agree with me, Frank. This new trend of colorblind casting historical figures is not my favorite. A new TV show in the UK is ruffling some British feathers, and at least one American's. Anne Boleyn debuted this week. Now, if you're not aware, Anne Boleyn was King Henry VIII's second wife. She was beheaded. She was white. She was not gay. And although she was accused of incest, that's just Tudor propaganda. Anyway, history fans like me are a bit frustrated at this effort to literally rewrite history, because in this particular series, not only is Anne Boleyn black, she makes out with one of Henry's other wives. She throws a party to celebrate Henry's embattled first wife's death, Catherine of Aragon, which didn't happen because that would have been a huge deal if she threw a party for a dead woman that was loved. And supposedly in this, she was also a witch who tricked Henry into marrying her. So,
wow.
Again, not true. So when this eventually hits American TV screens, don't say I didn't warn you. And I know it's entertainment. I get it. But it's like people, you know, let's be honest. There are a lot of stupid people out there who get their information just by watching TV shows. They have no interest in actually educating themselves. So they think that this stuff is true. Now, will people think that Anne Boleyn is black, you know, and gay and a witch? I don't know. But to me, it's just completely, it's just wrong, I find. That's just my feeling.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you, but Christian does not want me expressing any of my opinions, so I won't agree with you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I...
A memorial honoring Vietnam veterans in Elmont has been targeted by vandals. Police say the racist and anti-Semitic graffiti was found around noon yesterday on the Queens Vietnam Veterans Memorial near 79th Street and Grand Avenue. Governor Andrew Cuomo has directed the New York State Police to help assist in the investigation, calling it a disgusting act of vandalism. He says damage to the memorial, which honors 371 people from Queens who served in the armed forces, is an insult to those who stepped up to serve.
I mean, what? Who does this? Good Lord. Let's talk about a happy story. This is another Bob Browner we've got coming up. A heartfelt thank you, obviously, going out to the city's firefighters and paramedics every day from regular city folk like me and Frank and everybody else, but also from city officials. Here's Bob.
Mayor de Blasio at the FDNY Medal Day ceremony at the Billie Jean National Tennis Center, praising the bravery of those who put their lives on the line during the pandemic.
One thing that was clear throughout 2020 was the FDNY was always there. No matter what COVID threw at us, the FDNY persevered.
The annual ceremony had been postponed by the pandemic. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
And it is 5:57 right now it is time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joseph Nolan.
I'm doing the PA for the fireman policeman football game over at MetLife on Friday.
Very nice.
I mean on Sunday. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to those games. Are crazy.
Oh,
a lot
I'm
of
sure.
contact. Yeah, I know.
Nuts.
Long Island Expressway outbound Woodhaven Boulevard construction. Two lanes are out. Inbound slow from the Clearview to Queens Boulevard. That also continues. And then westbound on 280 exit 13. Earlier police activity. That now is gone. So everything is out of the way on Route 280. You shouldn't have too much of a problem getting through. Mass transit wise, just checked everybody there as well. Everything is on or close to schedule. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations, again, are going to be in effect. And this report is the service of UPSjobs.com. Ready for a job that gives you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $20 an hour in an active job that you'll take pride in. Enjoy big-time growth opportunities with Team UPS. Search and apply now, upsjobs.com/Secaucus. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. You know, I've been talking about Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. It's June. I think I should move to Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. I think it's time.
Why not?
Let's do it. All right, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. I had a Subaru. It was my first car. Loved it. It was a long time ago, though. Many, many moons ago. It's going to be 70 degrees today. We're going to have rain showers early, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow looks pretty much the same. Variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High of 71. 82 on Saturday. Looks really nice. Sun with some clouds, but mainly sunny. And Sunday, sunny. Gosh, it's going to be gorgeous. Sunny and 86 degrees. Perfectly beautiful. The temperature right now in New York City is 62 degrees, Frank.
All right. We got a whole lot more news coming your way. An update on the New York City mayoral race, an update on some of the national news that we've been following, and yet another hacking that is coming your way. We'll tell you about that in just a few minutes.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Are you having trouble there?
No, I just prematurely hit the button.
Okay, very nice. I was concerned for you.
Thank you.
We've got a lot of stuff going on.
You
I want
talk
to actually...
with your microphone off all the time, by the way. I'll point that out.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
All the time? That
Christian,
means like
Christian,
every single day.
Yeah, I think we're at every single day. Christian?
When I don't want to get involved.
No, no. See, he doesn't want to diss me.
Well, he's afraid to tell you the truth. I think I owe it to you to tell you the truth.
Well, I can't handle the truth. I've got a couple alarming stories I want to tell you guys about out of my neighborhood, actually, or sort of my area. The first one, talked about this earlier, off the shores of Long Island. Two men, this struck me as curious, Frank, particularly the end of it, and you can jump in. Two men went out on a fishing trip Tuesday evening, but they never returned. Their bodies were found the next morning near Eaton's Neck around 6 a.m. 36-year-old Robert Guevara and 60-year-old Roberto Murillo were both from Huntington Station. These two guys apparently launched a canoe from Macama Beach near Fort Salonga around 6:30 Tuesday night, but their family say that they got worried because the guys didn't come home by 9:30, so they called the cops. News 12 Long Island reported both men were found wearing life jackets. They were in different places. Detectives are asking anyone with information to call the Suffolk County Homicide Squad. Does that suggest that they were found in unusual circumstances?
It sounds awfully fishy. That's for sure.
By the way, really, really quick, there's another one right down the road from me. Cops in Suffolk County are investigating an alleged hate crime. This is involving a 13-year-old Sikh boy. He was allegedly punched and cursed out with racial slurs by a group of older teens. This happened over the weekend at the Walt Whitman Mall. The 13-year-old, his name is Chaz Bedi, he told News 12 that he's a member of the Sikh religion. He wears a turban, and he thinks it's terrible to be attacked for being different.
By the way, speaking of Suffolk County, are you aware of who is filling in for Sid Rosenberg today?
No.
Well, so co-hosting the Bernie and Sid show with Bernie today will be none other than former Long Island Congressman
Peter King. Oh, I love Peter King.
So do I.
Well, I know Bernie's buddies with him, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that doesn't take anything away from our individual relationship with him either.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be here. Maybe we can chat with him and get a preview of what's coming up on the
That'd be cool.
Bernie and Congressman show.
That's very cool. Yeah.
All right. Someone that is very much looking forward to delivering the traffic to a congressman a little bit later is the one and only Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, Peter King's great.
He is the best.
Yeah, he really is. All right, 508, as you travel eastbound in Jersey City, Post Office Drive, an accident there. That's being cleared. You also have problems on the northbound Garden State Parkway down around exit 69. This is in Ocean Township. There was an earlier accident there. They've got that out of the way, but still a little bit of a brake check as you get on through. Long Island Expressway now westbound slow from the Clearview more or less all the way in through Queens Boulevard just with the usual traffic. Mass transit-wise, everybody pretty much right on or close to schedule. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect with traffic on the sevens. I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center. It is going to be a rainy, lousy day. We'll have showers early, scattered thunderstorms arriving sometime this afternoon, only getting to about 70 degrees. Tomorrow we'll get to 71 degrees. Ooh, but we will have a continuation of today. We're going to have clouds, thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, unfortunately. And the chance of rain tomorrow is 50%, so you might be okay. Saturday, looking pretty nice, 82 degrees. I find that to be the perfect temperature, like 81, 82.
Absolutely, I'm with you.
Except for there will be some afternoon clouds, but I don't expect these to be anything big. It's not going to wreck your day or anything. And on Sunday, 86 degrees, a little too warm for me, but mostly sunny skies. In fact, I see a big blob of yellow, so it looks just lovely. Out here in Huntington, it is 60 degrees, Frank.
Well, a herd of elephants who reportedly left a 300-mile trail of mayhem is approaching a Chinese capital home to millions of people.
Oh, jeez.
China's CCTV reported the herd of 15 elephants caused more than $1 million in damage since escaping a nature preserve in the Yunnan province in April. The Guardian reported no casualties to date, but the protected species has torn up cornfields, crushed barns, and recently emptied a vital water tank for crops. Authorities aren't sure as to why the elephants left the reserve.
Oh, that's heavy.
Yes, literally.
More trouble for Matt Gaetz. The Florida Republican is being investigated for sex crimes. We're aware of that. But according to Politico, he is also being probed for obstructing justice now. It allegedly happened during a phone call between Gaetz's ex-girlfriend and one of the female witnesses that is involved in this sex crime investigation. The outlet reports the ex-girlfriend apparently patched Gaetz into the call at some point, leading authorities to question whether he tried to tamper with that witness. So we shall see.
Well, you are a dog lover, right?
Yes.
You will enjoy this story from right here in New York State. A dog in New York is being praised as a hero after he started barking and drew attention to a burning church. Mm-hmm. It happened Sunday morning in Summers when flames broke out at the Yorktown Assembly of God Church. And that's when 4-year-old Bear, a German shepherd, woke his owner, Kim Lewis, with his barking. She was able to contact 911, quickly getting firefighters on the scene and avoiding a complete loss of the building.
I have to tell you, pretty much all dogs are heroes, in my opinion. An update on a story that we've been telling you about, that Italian cable car disaster, you know, it resulted in the deaths of 14 people, including the parents, younger brother, and great-grandparents of the sole survivor, this little boy, 5-year-old guy from Israel named Eitan. Doctors say he is out of intensive care, but is suffering from post-traumatic amnesia, and he still basically doesn't know that his entire family is dead.
Oh,
thankfully, doctors say the boy miraculously didn't suffer any neurological damage. This is just unbelievable. And what he's going through right now, they say it's confusion, it's memory issues, but it will eventually pass. This poor little guy. Oh,
absolutely.
But you know what? He's a trooper, man. He didn't suffer any neurological damage. He's going to be okay.
The MTA officials are confirming that their agency was hacked this past April. They say the cyber attack, which happened on April 20th, did not impact employee or customer information. In addition, the agency's chief technology officer said the MTA responded quickly and aggressively with fixes and patches implemented immediately. Authorities added some 3,700 employees and contractors were told to change their passwords. The MTA did not say if it knew who the hackers were.
Well, staying in the techy kind of robotic-y world, Americans do love their tech, and we like things, you know, boom, boom, boom. Even our pampering, apparently. Well, this is very true for me. I don't know. Frank, you probably don't get manicures and stuff like that. I can't stand sitting there and getting my nails done. I'm like, when is this going to end? When is this going to end? I got things to do. Anyway, there's a new startup. It's out in San Francisco. It has debuted the robotic manicure. You just sit down, you put your hand in a box-like machine, and 10 minutes and $8 later, voila, gorgeously coiffed painted nails. Now, apparently, this machine takes a picture of each nail, and then a little baby brush comes out and starts painting. But don't worry about your favorite brick-and-mortar nail salon, ladies and gentlemen. The machines don't cut or shape nails yet. The company called Clockwork expects them to be in retail stores, offices, and even apartment complexes soon. And speaking of San Francisco, the San Francisco Giants will be the first Major League Baseball team to sport pride colors on their uniforms. The club says the rainbow caps and jerseys will make their debuts this Saturday when they play the Chicago Cubs. CEO Larry Bear says the team's proud to stand with the LGBTQ community and its allies.
Officials are hoping to boost tourism in New York post-pandemic by launching a new I Love New York campaign. Oh. This includes television spots that will run internationally with $5 million in spending for this first phase and $40 million in spending planned overall. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he wants to send the message that New York is back and ready for visitors. The first commercial started running yesterday, set to the tune of New York, New York. It shows off iconic New York City landmarks like Washington Square Park, Moynihan Train Hall, Times Square, and the Statue of Liberty.
Well, look, if you can't come up with something clever and new, just go back to the old nostalgia stuff. That seems to work.
Absolutely.
They are being called the evil Bonnie and Clyde. Isn't that kind of redundant? A pair of wayward and clearly troubled foster kids are in big trouble, and one is fighting for their life, actually. 12-year-old Travis O'Brien and 14-year-old Nicole Jackson apparently left their Florida children's home and broke into a nearby home. They somehow got their hands on an AK-47, handgun, and a rifle, started shooting at cops who arrived on scene to try to get them home. Unfortunately, the girl was shot during the 30-minute standoff and is in the hospital now in not so good shape. The two are facing felony charges of attempted first-degree murder of law enforcement officers as well as armed burglary.
Louisiana may soon require athletic events to begin every game with the national anthem. On Tuesday, the state Senate approved the legislation in a 34-1 vote. Senate Republican leader Sharon Hewitt said the bill is meant to honor Louisiana's veterans, while opponents suggested the proposal was unnecessary. The legislation now heads to the desk of Governor John Bel Edwards, and if approved, it will go into effect on August 1st.
All right, all you party people out there, I know this is you. You have been to LAVO, I'm sure, Frank.
I don't even know what LAVO is.
Really?
No.
Well, it's kind of this, I don't know. I guess you could say it's an iconic restaurant and nightclub. It's actually been there. It's stayed. It hasn't, you know, closed down. It's on, I think, East 48th. I've actually never been there. But there are a lot of events that are held there. And it seems to have kind of stuck, you know, through all the typical closings of these, I don't know, trendy nightclubs. Anyway, you're welcome to return if you are vaxilicious. To enter, you have to be 2 weeks past your final vaccine. You have to show proof, which apparently includes either your white vaccination card or the New York State Excelsior Pass, which is that digital form of the white card. Speaking of that, by the way, more than a million New Yorkers, including me, have downloaded this. It's basically considered the nation's first vaccine passport. People have been using it for everything from entry into comedy shows in New York City to performances all the way up in, you know, tiny little towns outside of Rochester, whatever. There are some who say that this is a privacy issue problem, that people could hack their information. I mean, I just kind of feel like, look, you're not really putting that many details and you have to answer questions about where you got your shot, what kind of shot you got, the date you got your shot. I mean, it's not necessarily obvious information that you're putting in. And the only personal details are that you're putting in your name and your date of birth. So I don't know. It seems like a lot safer than carrying around that white paper card that's like already falling apart in my wallet. So I don't. That's just my two cents on that one.
Well, 6:15 here to give us his two cents on the wide world of sports. Here's Christian Arnold.
Well, thank you, Frank. A tough night at the Garden for the New York Knicks. They fall 103-89 to the Atlanta Hawks, ending their season and their playoff run in the first round. Trae Young continued to be the villain. He scored 36 points for the Hawks. They take the series in four games. They'll move on to take on the Philadelphia 76ers. The Knicks, well, they'll hope to build off the success of this year. Legendary Duke men's basketball coach, head coach Mike Krzyzewski, is retiring after this upcoming season. The five-time national champion head coach called the day a celebration. He's led Duke to five NCAA titles, 12 Final Fours, 15 ACC men's basketball tournament championships, and 12 ACC regular season titles. In addition, Krzyzewski has coached the men's national basketball team, the U.S. national basketball team, to three gold medals in 2008, 2012, and 2016. This is Coach K talking about coaching at the Olympics on the Legend of Sport podcast.
Right. So when I got up, I said, listen, you know, LeBron, you still be LeBron. You know, bring your egos in, but let's put them all under one umbrella and call it the USA umbrella. Let's have a USA ego.
Well, Frank and Juliet, I believe you're expecting a legendary Long Islander, Peter King, to join you in a few minutes. But there's another group of Long Islanders that are looking to be legends in their own right. The Islanders return to Long Island with their best-of-seven series with the Boston Bruins tied at one game apiece. They won game 2-4-3 in overtime. Barry Trotz calling on the nearly 12,000 fans expected at Nassau Coliseum to bring the noise tonight.
We really need all their help, all their positive vibes, all the stuff that they can bring, the craziness that they can bring to the Coliseum. Yeah, absolutely. I'm mobilizing. Yeah.
Mets beat the Diamondbacks 7-6. Yankees beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3. With sports at 15:45, I'm Christian Arnold for the 77 WABC Early News.
Thank you very much, Christian. Let's head out to traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan.
All right, we're going to get outside on Route 508 in New Jersey as you travel eastbound Post Office Building area in Kearney. There is an accident being cleared. We also have delays, really, more than anything else, inbound LIE from the Clearview to Queens Boulevard. Remember, on the outbound side, there was that road work. That now has been cleared. But stop and go on the Hutch southbound around Mamaroneck Avenue with an accident, and then further south getting into the city. You've got some delays as well. Also on the Bruckner on the southbound side, Bronx River Parkway getting onto the elevated portion. Other than that, though, really not a bad start to things, to be honest with you. We're just getting word now of that construction westbound on the LIE at the Cross Island. That is still there getting onto the Cross Island Parkway on that ramp. That might cause a delay. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. The support service at Dell Technologies. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help the business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel, EVO platform, form. Call an advisor today, 877-ASK-DELL. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, sir. From the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, it is going to be a cloudy, rainy day today. We may have some thunderstorms, a high of 71, and we did get an updated forecast. So the weather tomorrow, we're looking at pretty much the same as today, except we're going to get up to 75 degrees. But all of that is going to go away. The sun is going to come out, and the temperatures will start to go up by Saturday. 83 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Sunday, 86 degrees, lots of sun. One big giant blob I see on my computer screen. And into Monday in the work week, it's looking pretty decent as well. Pretty much low 80s throughout the week. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 62 degrees, Frank.
Also looking pretty decent for Apple, who says its App Store generated more than $600 billion in billings and sales last year. That's a 24% increase over 2019. Much of the increase could be because of the pandemic, as people spent much more time with their phones and their tablets. Meantime, the company's being sued for how much it charges developers for their software to be included on the App Store. Apple earns between 15 and 30% of purchases from the App Store. And the risk of loose bolts is prompting a recall of nearly 6,000 Tesla vehicles. The documents filed with federal safety officials say brake caliper bolts could come loose. That may result in tire pressure going down and could eventually lead to an accident. Some 2019 to 2021 Model 3 vehicles are involved in the recall. So are 2020 to 2021 Model Y vehicles. Despite the recall, Tesla said it doesn't know of any injuries or crashes caused by bolts coming loose, Juliet.
Speaking of injuries and crashes, this next story takes the show must go on to a whole new level. An Indian bride suffered a fatal heart attack right in the middle of the traditional Hindi wedding ceremony. Rather than let all that great food go to waste, the family decided to continue the ceremony with the bride's still breathing sister. Bride number one was kept in a separate room. I don't even know, like on ice. I mean, unbelievable. Well, the good times rolled next door with the party going on. An uncle told the Daily Mail the choice to move on was, quote, a tough call. You think? Peter King, I thought you would enjoy that story.
Yeah,
I thought you'd find
a nice upbeat story.
Yeah, it's a great way to start the day. I can't thank you enough, you know, for really making me feel like I'm part of this crazy operation you two have going here.
Well, so good to have you here.
By the way, did she come in a flying saucer, that dead woman, or what? How'd they work?
I have no idea. No clue.
So you're Sid Rosenberg for the day.
Yeah, I'm Sid. So I sort of acted crazy last night to get in the mood to be like Sid, shaved my head, you know. And,
I see you got your spray tan.
Spray tan, I
there
need
you
that.
Go.
And, you know, go out, you know, pump some weights. And, and also, talking to Juliet, I used to be on shows years ago when she was just a young girl, of course.
Yes.
You picked the right day to be filling in with Bernie today because you're aware the phones are not working. Did anybody tell you that yet?
No.
No one told you that. All right,
so
good.
I can listen to Bernie for the whole three and a half
hours? You and Bernie
hours?
Are going to have a good time for the next 3 hours.
That's
a good
thing. Worse to be listening to Murano for 3.5 hours. There you go.
No, that's a good thing. So how are you enjoying, Congressman, how are you enjoying this sort of new role as host?
Yeah, it's great. First of all, it's a great station to be with. John Kasmatidis is a terrific guy, and I enjoy it. I'm learning a lot. I have a lot to learn anyway, put it that way. No, but it's interesting, and again, it's you have more leeway. It's not like I have to run and vote when I'm in Congress or go to a committee hearing. And also the thought that actually you're getting paid to talk to people and people are going to listen to you. It's a whole, I tell you, it's a great country we live in.
They're paying you too?
Well, not as much as you two would be getting.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, at least, you know, it covers my car fare.
So what's the big story? What are you going to be talking about today? What are you eager to comment on?
I'm going to talk about Bernie. I have a lot on Bernie. I mean, I used to be a private detective down at Shrine's Bar in Long Beach, and we had a whole dossier on Bernie. Oh, listen, everything. You have the mayor's race. You have the border. You have the hacking of the MTA, which, again, that's what I missed. When I was in Congress, I would have found out about that.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
3 o'clock in the morning, when I got all the details, what's real, what's not. Now I'm trying to find out, you know, if listening to you guys, what's happening. I mean, that's how my life has changed.
Are you enjoying what you're hearing on our show? Because if you have any tips, we'd certainly like to hear from you.
Well, I enjoy the fact that I'm not up at midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning to do the show. No, listen, I enjoy everything. So far, it's been terrific. Mostly, I've been on in the afternoon, between 4 and 5 with Lydia, and then with John between 5 and 6. I was asked to fill in for Sid today, which was great. But it's radio is, to me, it's really different from any other form of communication, because in some ways you see nobody, but on the other hand, you feel like you're personally dealing with thousands and thousands of people.
Well, it's very interesting in that you've gone from politics, the world of politics, to radio, whereas some other people are trying to make the transition from radio to politics, notably our former colleague Curtis Sliwa, who's running for mayor.
Right.
He's running in the Republican primary. The fellow that he's running against is being endorsed today by General Michael Flynn. Now, this comes the same day, excuse me, the same week that General Flynn seemed to imply support for a Myanmar-style coup in the United States. Is that an endorsement that's going to be meaningful with Republicans in New York City?
It actually could have some impact on the base. I knew General Flynn very well when I was on the Intelligence Committee, and he was head of Defense National Intelligence. He was a 3-star general, major general in the Army, and he was, I guess, lieutenant general in the Army. He was, again, great guy. He seems to have gone too far. I mean, this whole thing with QAnon, and if he's accurately quoted about even talking about a coup in this country, Mike Flynn has gone, again, really gone too far. And I feel bad about that. I thought his indictment was terrible. It made no sense. He never should have been indicted. But he seems to have come out now on the dark side of things in many areas. But again, among a Republican base in a primary, you're lucky if 10 or 15% of your voters come out. And each 5 to 10% of each party is really, really intense. And the other ones that come out and vote in the primaries. Speaking of primaries, how's my friend Vito going to do down
Staten
Island?
I think it's going to be very close. We're talking about the Staten Island Borough President's race. I have no idea how to read that. I could see Matteo winning. I could see Vito Fisella winning. And look, it's not out of the realm of possibility for Letitia Romero to win either. I think it's going to be very close, whoever emerges. I couldn't tell you.
In fact, Bernie and I may get into a fight. I think he's supporting Letitia on this, and I'm supporting Vito. So.
Oh, good. This could be exciting.
You have to show Bernie how he's wrong once again.
I have to say, in all the years that I did Fox and Friends, when you would come on, and you were always my favorite guest because you do tell it like it is. And I didn't always agree with you, but I have to tell you, you always are so reasonable about things, in my opinion. And it was always just really nice to talk with you because you didn't, of course you have an agenda, but you weren't constantly pushing it. And it was just, you were just great to deal with. So,
well, thanks, Julia.
I enjoyed our
that.
Time. And it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember you were just out of grade school, I think.
Yes,
you were like
I'm
child prodigy,
like
Well, have fun. Hopefully they'll be able to get the phones working because I know a lot of our listeners would really like to ask you a question or two. But I'm glad Bernie has you to guide him through the next 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can. I'll go slow, make sure he can follow. And also, it's... talking with Frank is not that great a deal, but you're able to talk to Juliet.
That's my guy.
That's very
just
true.
Made up my life.
Joe Nolan tells us that to everybody that he encounters throughout the day. Am I right, Joe Nolan?
Everyone I know.
Have a great day. We'll see
Bye,
you tomorrow.
Guys.
Well, on 508 eastbound in Kearney, right by the post office building, an accident that continues. Now, in the city, we're getting busy both ways on the Van Wyck Expressway between Linden and Hillside. A lot of volume there. You're also looking at the Lee's inbound Gowanus BQE. Industry City right up to the Brooklyn Bridge inbound LIE. A slow Utopia Parkway in through Queens Boulevard and then inbound Long Island Expressway, that ramp to the Cross Island. There is construction. We do have an accident southbound on the Hotchip Mamaroneck Avenue. That is mostly off on the shoulder. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today in effect with traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC. We'll be right back.